And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner is still out at the Johnsons' home with the measles. And Lum is having his troubles with a writer of child psychology books who has come to Pine Ridge to interview Cedric. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot'em Down store. Cedric is just arriving for his interview. Listen.
Oh, come in, Cedric. You're a little early. Mr. Fulton ain't here yet.
Oh, he ain't, huh?
No, he ought to be here directly, though. Sit down.
Yeah, I'll just wait. Say, what's that poster you got sitting in the window there about some feller named Kinney Institute?
That ain't the name of a feller. That's the name of an outfit that helps young'uns with infantile paralysis. And it's a good outfit, too. If you ain't made a donate to the Kinney Campaign Fund, Cedric, I'd suggest you do it right away.
Make a donate, huh?
Yeah. See, this is a wind-up of a campaign to raise funds so that the Kinney Institute can carry on its good work. So I'd take care of that if I was you, Cedric.
Yes, Mommy. If you think I ought to, I will.
Well, sure, I think you ought to. See, when you make a donate to that outfit, what you're doing is helping some young'uns to walk again. So don't waste no time in doing it.
No, Mom, I won't. Say, what's that Mr. Fulton want with me anyways?
Well, I ain't sure, Cedric, but I think he wants to give you some kind of a psychology test or something like that.
Oh, psychology, huh?
Yeah, something like that. He mentioned something about giving you the alpha test. I believe that's what he called it.
Oh, the alfalfa test?
No.
Well, I know a little bit about alfalfa. It grows and you have to mow it. And it ain't no good for smoking. Corn silks are a heap better. But come to think of it, I don't know if I could pass a test on alfalfa or not.
I never said alfalfa. I said alpha. And that means, well, it's hard for me to explain it to you. But anyways, this Mr. Fulton is aiming to write a book on abnormal child psychology. And he thinks you might be a good one to write up in his book.
Oh, he does. Well, good for me. Boy.
Of course, you have to do good in the test, Cedric. Try to be as abnormal as you can. Try to think up smart answers.
Oh, yes, Mom. I know one good answer. It's that and you and Mr. Abner learned me that time I was going to be Baby Cedric's a boy genius. Don't you recollect it? Boulder Dam is 726 feet high.
Well, I wouldn't use that answer unless it seems to fit in.
No. Reckon I ought to put on that little Lord Fauntleroy suit you was going to have me wear the other time?
No, and not that bird whistle and start blowing that thing neither. And another thing, wait a minute, yonder comes Mr. Fulton now. Now, try and recollect everything I've said, Cedric.
Yes, Mama. I'll do good. I know I will.
And I wouldn't mention nothing about him going to write you up in that book. See, I wasn't supposed to tell you that part of it.
Well, I am going to be in the book, though, ain't I?
Mind out. Here he comes. Don't let on. Well, good morning, Mr. Fulton. Proud to see you again.
Yes, well, good morning, Mr. Edwards. Has the boy arrived yet?
Oh, yeah, he's here. Standing right in front of you there.
You mean... Oh, my.
Cedric, shake hands with Mr. Fulton.
Yes, Mom. Proud to meet up with you, Mr. Fulton.
Yes, how
Cedric,
do you do?
Don't pump so high when you shake hands. You're going to break somebody's neck someday.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, so you're Cedric Weehan.
Yes, Mom, that's me, I think.
You're a little large, aren't you?
Yes, Mom, I'm sort of big for my size. See, I'm old for my age, too.
Yes, I can see that. What did you say?
Mr. Fulton, I think you better get on with the test, because Cedric has to get back to school. See, I got Miss Platt to let him out for this, but she said he oughtn't to be gone along.
Yes, well, I'm anxious to get started on this, too. I have the tests right here, and we'll run through them as quickly as possible.
Boulder Dam is 726 foot high.
Now, the first one was... What did you say?
I said Boulder Dam is 726 foot high.
Pay no attention to him, Mr. Fulton. Cedric, don't answer the questions till he asks them.
Oh.
Now, Cedric, I want you to take this little pamphlet.
Yes, Mom.
You will observe that there are rows of small pictures on each of the pages.
Yes, Mom. There's a picture of a cake there sitting on a plate. Boy, I'm hungry.
Cedric, you can eat later on. Just pay attention to what Mr. Fulton says now.
Oh, yes, Mom.
Now, we're going to mark some of those pictures, Cedric, but don't mark any of them until I tell you.
No, Mom, I won't mark them.
And now then, Cedric, look at the first row of pictures. The ones at the top of the first page there.
Yes, Mom.
Now, look at those pictures closely and then mark the small animal with the short, curly tail.
Oh, that's silly.
Go on, Cedric. Do what he tells you.
Well, let's see now. This ain't got nothing to do with Boulder Dam, has it?
No, hardly. Just mark the animal with the short, curly tail.
Well, kind of hard. Let me study here now. Let's see. There's a horse there. I know that good.
Well, they don't have a short, curly tail, though, does it?
I've saw horses with curly tails. Old man White's got an old roan horse out there at his place, and his...
Cedric, you're missing the point of the question. Just go by the animals that are pictured there in the top row. Now, if you see a small animal there, a small animal with a short, curly tail, you mark it.
Oh, all right. Well, that's a barrel. That ain't even no animal with a short, curly tail.
Yes. I understand that. Just don't mark that, then. Look for an animal.
Oh, well, that horse there's an animal.
Yeah, but it don't have no curly tail, Cedric. Try some other animal there.
Oh, there's a cow there, but it don't have no curly tail, neither.
Well, what's the matter with that little pig there?
Mom?
I said, what's the matter with that pig?
Well, I don't know. He looks all right to me. Why, is he sick?
Oh, for pity's sakes. Cedric, you can do better than this.
Well, I can't tell what's the matter with the pig. Might be something wrong with his tail there. It's all curled up, sort of.
Well, that's the whole idea. Now, do you know which animal to mark?
Yes, Mom. I believe I'll mark the horse. I'd favor a horse to a sick pig any day.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Now, look, Cedric.
No, Mr. Edwards. Let him mark the one he wants. That's the whole point of this test. And I must say, thus far, it's been extremely interesting. It reveals a type of reasoning that I have never run across before in all my years of study.
Well, he's good, all right. It's nice of you to say that, Mr. Fulton. But Cedric can do better than that, even. I know he can.
Yes, well, let's go on, then.
Yeah, ask me how high Boulder Dam is. I know that good. Try me on that once.
We'll come to that later. Now then, I wish you'd try to hurry this along from now on, and don't ask any questions. Just mark the ones you think are right and let it go at that.
Yes, Mom.
All right, now, let's take the next row of pictures.
Well, which row is that?
The row right there, row.
Yeah, yes, Mom.
Now, there you see several objects. Now, there's a pie and a hat and some nuts and so forth.
What's the so forth?
That's the other objects here on the page.
Yeah,
yes. Now, I want you to mark the picture of the things that you have to crack before you can eat them.
Well, go ahead, Cedric. You can get that, and that's easy.
Mom?
Cedric, you ain't even looking at the pictures there.
Well, I'm sort of worried, Mr. Lum.
Worried? What about?
Well, about that sick pig. He might be worse off than we think he is.
Oh, for pity's sake.
Cedric, look, I think if you just concentrate on those pictures there...
That poor little pig. Reckon who it belongs to, Mr. Lum.
I don't know who it belongs to. Just look at them pictures there and see which one of them you're supposed to mark.
Yes, Cedric. You see, there's a limit to the time you're supposed to spend on this test, so please hurry along.
Yes, Mom, I'll try. Oh, now, let's see. Which pictures was there again now?
It's the second row there. The one with the nuts in it.
Nuts, huh?
Yes.
Nuts to you, too. See, I wonder if the pig could have ate too many nuts. I know Mr. Abner's papa was feeding that pig over there at the place a lot of hickory nuts this morning. Hey, maybe that's the pig that's sick.
Cedric, please.
Goodness, I wonder if that could be. I doubt if Abner's papa knows much about feeding pigs anyway.
Maybe I better go over there and see Mr. Lum. Before Mr. Abner left, he told me to sort of keep an eye on his stock while he's gone.
Yeah, maybe you better, Cedric. Abner's having enough trouble with the measles. We don't want to let his stock get sick,
too. Well, now, wait. Come back here, Cedric. We're not through with the test.
Well, I'll be back later. So long.
Yeah, well, if that doesn't beat anything I've ever seen.
Rennies, I'd hate to have anything happen to that pig. If Abner comes home and founds that pig dead, he never will forgive me. And neither would his woman, Elizabeth.
Well, now, Mr. Edwards, surely you don't actually believe that there's anything wrong with that pig, do you?
Well, I don't know. That's the peculiar thing. Now, I was by the place yesterday, and the pig was perfect all right then. This must be some strange disease it's got. I just hope there ain't no peculiar epidemic started up.
Epidemic?
Yeah. Grannies, I better go over there, too. That Cedric don't know a whole lot about hogs. He's too much of a city boy.
Well, now, wait. You aren't going to, are you?
I'll be back as quick as I can. If anybody calls up for groceries, just write the order down on that pad next to the telephone.
Yes, but Mr. Edwards...
Go on.
By George, I wonder what is the matter with that pig.